When it comes to biodiversity, the Amazon is unrivaled. Spanning 6.7 million square kilometers, this South American region is twice the size of India and holds at least 10% of the world's known species. 1,200 new species of plants and vertebrates were discovered between 1999 and 2009 alone. Whether it's high up in the rainforest canopy or down in the cooler, drier grounds below, the Amazon teems with life. Here to tell us more is explorer, filmmaker, and diver Céline Cousteau, who has spent months in this incredible place over 8 different expeditions. Thanks for joining us, Céline.
Thank you for having me.
I understand you first visited the Amazon 25 years ago with your famous grandparents. Tell us what that was like.
Well, as a 9-year-old child, I mean, your eyes are open to something completely different than we are as adults. And so for me, it was really about the interactions with different species, frogs on a sandbar, or a group of butterflies in a corner, walking into the jungle and meeting a family and gathering bananas. I mean, all of that really stays in the mind of a child and has stayed with me my entire life.
Such an interesting thought to experience it as a 9-year-old and then to go back. So what made you want to go back?
Well, I went back in 2006 and 2007 because my father created a film called Return to the Amazon. We were going back to places my grandfather had been to in the early 80s to see the kind of change that had happened in the past 25 years, both in terms of the flora and fauna, but also the people.
Can you tell us a bit about your work there now?
Well, that project actually led to another project called Tribes on the Edge, which was the major project I'm working on at the moment. Meeting with indigenous tribes of the Javari indigenous territory of the Brazilian Amazon, I found out about the really high rates of hepatitis A, B, C, and Delta that they were facing, as well as the threats to their land. And it was something that was very compelling for me as a filmmaker in terms of a story, but made me want to also come back and do something more. So Tribes on the Edge was the answer to that. It was actually a request. The indigenous tribes asked me to tell their story to the world, really believing that a global knowledge of their existence will help them survive.
That's fantastic. Thinking about the Amazon today, what kind of challenges does it face?
Wow, it would take a very long time to go through everything, but we've heard a lot of stories, deforestation being a big challenge that we all face, really, if the Amazon is destroyed. The loss of biodiversity and our potential future pharmaceuticals is something that we really need to understand and take to heart. Deforestation in the Amazon affects rainfall in Sao Paulo, and the list keeps going on. But there's also a lot of good things happening, and I really believe a lot of wonderful organizations defending that place.
So what can be done to protect this biodiverse region?
There's actually a lot that can be done. Looking at the products that you purchase and making sure there's no palm oil would be one way to help mitigate deforestation. Not buying hardwoods that are endangered that come from the Amazon would be another. Supporting local indigenous leaders would be something that's very important because at the end, they are the guardians of the rainforest. And you can do that through organizations like Amazon Watch, Survival International. They both really support indigenous human rights. And I think that's something that we should all focus on.
So where can people go on the internet to learn more about your work?
There's a few websites available. We have causecentric.org, where you can learn about the variety of work that we're doing in terms of filmmaking. And the project in the Amazon is called tribesontheedge.com.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and talk today, Céline.
It's been my pleasure.
To learn more about the remarkable animals that inhabit the Amazon and why they're worth protecting, please visit aqua.org/ablueview. A Blue View is produced by the National Aquarium for WYPR. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.